Now, Dermot O'Neill is here with us, I'm glad to say, because it's getting a bit nippy out there. Mind you, I said at the beginning of the programme it was quite warm in here, which is unusual. Sometimes it's quite cold down here. We're below ground. Mind you, the temperature below ground is sometimes warmer than the temperature above ground. Is it not, Dermot O'Neill?
That's true, because it stores the heat and holds on to it.
So you could have a minus temperature just above the ground, and then you can stick your thermometer into the ground and it could be just plus one, plus two, plus three. But at any rate, you're going to talk about frost at the moment. We're going to start with that one.
Yes.
So you've got to be careful about frost.
Oh, very. At this time of year, frost can do incredible damage. It's as plants are going dormant and maybe haven't fully gone dormant yet. And also the wind factor with frost is really, really damaging, or can be. Mm. And what you have to do is keep an eye on tender plants. Example, if you grow dahlias, dahlias would have been killed already by the frost. But the tubers just underground are very sensitive. And if you want to leave them there, you need to pile up on top some mulch, garden compost, manure, any kind of
just stops
organic
the frost
matter.
Getting down on top.
Exactly. A big, big pile on top. Not a little bit, a decent amount on top, and that'll help. Otherwise, if you're caring for something in a pot and you're worried that the frost will attack the plant in the pot, you can go to extreme lengths. You can go and get bubble wrap and tie it around the pot, and that will help insulate the pot. And that's a very good idea.
That's a bit unsightly though, Dermot.
Well, it can be, but it could
be
the difference.
There's something on the market that is nice and dressy for outdoors, that it's like a little lagging jacket. Is that what they call it? Lagging jacket.
For your body,
I'm afraid not.
Nothing like that.
And if you have a very expensive terracotta pot, it can crack. Remember, terracotta is porous, it'll absorb water, and all it takes is a really, really cold night and very bad wind. And the combination of the two can crack it. Not always, but sometimes.
And there's a girl sitting beside you who can tell you all about a terrible bad wind. Brenda Dunhill. She can tell. Suffers terrible with bad wind, don't
dreadful,
you, Brenda?
Dreadful, dreadful, Dermot. I'm attending Dr. Derek about it as we speak.
Sit up on the table there.
I
now.
Give you a good clip around the ears now, boy.
I'm with Richard one time and somebody said, is there a doctor on the plane? He said, I'm not a doctor, but I'm prepared to have a look. Anyway, let's have. Where's this thing gone? Gynecologist, should I say. Are we starting with Colm Hughes? Hello, Colm.
Hello, Derek. How are you?
Very nice to talk to you. Dermot O'Neill is all yours.
Oh, hiya. Hiya. Hiya.
Hello.
Dermot.
Hi.
I have a question for you about a Leyland hedge.
Yes.
I have a large Leyland hedge around my garden, and I decorate it with hedge art or topiary.
Okay.
And from time to time, the hedge seems to suffer from dieback for no apparent reason. Big areas go brown.
Yes.
And I'm just wondering, and I know I'm not cutting too deeply into the wood, so I'm just wondering, is there some kind of a plant food or a mulch or something I could fork into the roots or something maybe during the year that would give it a bit of a boost?
Be very careful forking into the roots because that can do damage. But certainly a mulch is a very good idea, and a good thick mulch. There are very good mulches available. You can use your own homemade garden compost, and it should be 2-3 inches thick around the base of the plant. Maybe not touching the exact base of the plant, but in around it. And certainly, if the bed extends beyond the hedge, bring it out as well. You could also you can buy very good quality Irish-made mulches. There's one called Geop that comes to mind, which is made from stable manure, and they compost it and then they sieve it, and it's absolutely wonderful to work with an Irish-made too. And that's very, very good mulch, and that'll help. But the problem is that particular plant, Leylands, are very, very prone to dieback. It's possible that you're getting dieback. And by doing topiary with your Leylands, you're putting that plant under stress.
Mm.
And that in itself can cause problems, can cause brown patches to occur. And unfortunately, it's not a plant that revives very readily or easily. So you can get a big brown area, and that brown area, I'm afraid, will stay brown, sadly.
Yeah. You can work with the brown area if you work on the periphery of the brown area and be very gentle with it. It does take a year or two, but it will kind of grow back in and cover up
the very slow. It's not a plant noted
for... Time is kind of one of these things that
you have on your hands. I have to say, your hedge art is wonderful. You've carved out U2 in your hedge. Yeah. You've got a shamrock in your hedge. You've got the number 12, and this is where you came to us first, because we were talking about the number 12 yesterday.
Yeah.
And then you've got a man's head with a hat. Who is it supposed? It looks very familiar. Who is it supposed?
That's an Easter Island head.
Oh, Easter Island. I thought it looked very familiar. But when I looked at it first, it reminded me of one of the Muppets from The Muppet Show, I have to be honest and say. I think if I had seen Alan
good.
Wicker standing under it, I would have realised it was Easter Island.
They're very, very good.
And then you've got Faulcher in your hedge. So, and
the Faulcher is a huge thing.
It is huge because you're standing on the ladder beside it.
Yeah.
And
Easter
it looks fantastic.
How much of this? Is about 6 or 7 foot tall by about 4 foot wide.
Where do you live?
I live in Malahide.
So you've got it front and back, have you?
I've got it, yeah. If you drive, when you pass my house, you see the number of the house is number 12, and then there's a 8 foot by 8 foot shamrock growing off the other side of the hedge. So it does look pretty impressive, even though I say so myself.
Where in Malahide are you?
Do you know, just outside the village, Island View, just outside the village.
Because Richard lives out there.
Does he?
Just looking at the sea there. I'm just thinking, I'm sure your neighbours must love you, but I'm sure some of them might hate you because Leylandii causes all sorts of problems. Is it Leylandii, Dermot, or Leylandii? Well, how do you pronounce it?
Leylandii. Leylandii.
But a lot of people don't like it.
A lot of people don't.
Well, if you don't look after it. And interestingly, you should say that, but Alan Titmarsh was very much against Leylandii.
Titchmarsh.
Titchmarsh, yes. He was
he's not a little tit. Go on.
He was trying to get them banned in the UK. So I sent him a little video of my hedge, and he said that he wrote back to me a very nice little note, and he said that he agreed that if you were to keep them under control, they certainly do add to the landscape, if you like, of the area, because they do a lot. They're very eco-friendly, and they're better than a wall.
Well, they're a green wall.
Yeah, and they are evergreen. They change the air every day. They filter the wind. They're a habitat for birds and insects, which you go on a lot about.
Yeah.
And also, they're a walkway for things like hedgehogs and what have you. So, and they give you privacy. And, of course, you can use them as a wall for art.
You can. And if I'm not mistaken, isn't there some law against planting them now in the UK?
There could well be. I know that they were definitely trying. But then some people plant them.
And there have been prosecutions over planting Leylandii as well in the UK.
Yeah, because they grow very fast and very, very tall.
There is an alternative, a thuja. Thuja is another conifer,
right.
Very, very similar, but doesn't get the dieback.
Yeah.
And if you cut it hard, it won't go brown. And you'll get the same effect from thuja. So if you find you've got a big gap and you want to replace, try thuja. T-H-U-J-A, thuja.
Okay.
Well,
yeah,
they're beautiful works of art, so we're going to put them on our website. Sinead, they're on the website? No,
yeah.
They will be on the website by the end of the programme, with your permission, your pictures.
No,
they're superb, and a lot of work
in
them.
I'm delighted, because it is a form of art in one way. And
it is. No. The only thing is about the Faulcher.
Yeah.
You know,
no,
you're missing,
no father.
No father.
Yeah. Yeah, and also, depending on how you look at it, it can look like fail.
Yeah.
But it can also look like SAI. There's all sorts of opportunities there for...
Can I tell you, it's not fail. It is brilliant.
It's
it
very,
looks
very
amazing.
Good.
And I can appreciate why you have no fodder, but it looks amazing. It really does
hard
look super.
Hard work.
Great. I mean, as you know yourself, I mean, in the garden, fantastic. It's the happiest times, you know.
Yes.
Yeah, you spend in the garden.
Yeah.
But well done.
Enjoy both your programmes. I was going to say, your programme, Derek, but I enjoy Dermot's programme as well, that gardening programme.
Dermot's superb.
Thank you.
Nobody liked
him.
It was a great program, especially the way you went about it, starting the beginning and working through the garden. Fantastic, you know.
And we've another pro series coming out in the new year on RTE. It'll be announced in the new year.
Oh, very
another
good.
Six.
When is it starting, do you know, Dermot?
I'm not sure yet, but it'll be sometime in the new year.
No,
they haven't told me.
Richard,
no, I was in today doing voiceover for part of it.
Oh, yeah.
So it's not completed, but we've most of it done.
Yeah.
And it'll come out the new year.
I hope you'll make a room in your big garden for a couple of little Leylandiis. You know, they are nice if you look after them.
Do you know, I'm not sure if I'd have room. Not sure.
Like,
do you know who you sounded like there? Well, he sounds like you, I think. Dermot Bannon.
Oh.
He'd be saying, we should not put this in the corner. Anyway, thank you very much indeed.
Appreciate
lovely
it.
To talk to you. Let's go. Thank you.
New year.
Keep listening.
You
Happy
too.
Christmas
you
to
too.
You. Ian McCullough is next and he wants to talk about moss. Hello, Ian. How are you?
How are you, Derek?
Dermot's all yours.
Dermot,
hi.
The last 3 years being so wet,
yes.
I have Russ Typhini or Schumach in the front garden, and
yes.
There's a thick layer of moss all over the bark. And also the apple trees in the back garden, four of them seem to be covered in moss as well. Is there any way of getting rid of it, or do I just leave it alone? Or
well, it's there because of the extreme wet that we've had, and it's just taken off. And even in my own garden, I've got problems on the paths with not only moss, but I've algae as well, a combination. Right. And there are things you can use, and it depends on if you're organic or not. There are products you can buy and spray on the plant. And yes, they are very, very effective. But if the conditions are right, moss or algae will come back. And that's just the way it is. It's one of those things that will come back with great ease if it gets the opportunity.
I was wondering, could I use a power washer to try and wash it off, but I'd be afraid of damaging the bark.
Well, if yes, you could use. In actual fact, I recommend the use of a power washer on a beautiful birch. You can bring up the lovely white, if it's a very good white birch, you can bring up the colour on the birch. But you have to be easy with it and right. not blast in, you know, very tight.
Directly.
Yeah. yeah. Just gently blast the algae or moss off. And you can do that with a power washer, yes.
Well, I'll give it a try and
don't
bring
put,
in the spring.
Don't put any washing up liquid or anything like that in it. Just plain water.
Plain yeah. water.
Yes.
All right, Ian, thank you very much indeed. Bye. Dermot, are you going to suggest a little plant for the house for Christmas if you want to bring a little prezi?
Well, there are lots of beautiful plants around at the moment. But if you want something really, really different and yeah. unusual, something very special, it's called the Buddha's Hand Citron. Mm-hmm. And if you take your hand and thumb and put all your fingers together with your thumb
yeah.
and hold your hand down,
yeah.
that's the shape of this particular
it's
fruit.
It's like a little Buddha.
That, no, no, it's not like it's like the Buddha in prayer. A Buddha would hold his hands like that in prayer, thumb and fingers together, downward facing. And the fruit is just like that. It's a very, very choice and rare fruit. It's a member of the citrus family, very closely related to the lemon. And it's edible. Very special plant. And
available in all good garden centres?
No. I'm afraid not.
Oh dear, where did you get it from?
You'd have to go to Johnstown to get it.
And Cavantilly. Oh, no, Nace.
Johnstown and Nace.
Yeah.
And I think they've only got 6 plants with fruit.
Is it expensive?
About 30 plus euro. But very,
special
very
crazy.
Special. Now, he's getting more in, but they won't have fruits. And they'll be a lot less expensive.
Okay, we'll put the details on our website.
Yes, so very special
can
plant.
Get them. Sinead will sort that out. Dermot, thank you very much indeed.
On.
If we don't
and
see you between
you.
Now and the big day, happy Christmas.
And you too.
To you and your family, and your parents, and everybody else, and
thank
all
you.
Your friends.
And you.
And we look
everyone.
Forward to your new series when it starts on RTÉ Telly. And
thank
you should
you.
Have more of them. That's what I say.